Hare Krishna. Apologies for not having a fresh podcast yesterday, but traveling to Sonok, Namhata, where we're just continuing with our Varnashram series. And yesterday, before I left, then we had a short Bhagavatam class, and I tried to, and unfortunately I didn't have time since then, to remember and look up a Mahabharata quote, the essence of which is that a person who is witness to a sin, even though he may not do it himself, be sinful himself, or be the doer, but does not speak up or act appropriately, is also implicated. And of course, this is, for instance, the example of when Draupadi was being disrobed in the Kaurava court, and you had Bhishma Dev and all of these other great heroes, and they remained silent. They knew that this was irreligion, that it was going to bring ruination on their whole line, dynasty, but still they said nothing, and as a result they were very severely punished. And a similar situation, because the Bhagavatam class was about Prahlad Maharaj, was how the demigods allowed Prahlad Maharaj to be mistreated. I mean, what to speak of the fact that they're too afraid to speak up against Hiranyakashipu and all the other atrocities that he was performing. But when he was torturing his own son, no one came forward to say anything. And so it was finally the Lord who appeared, who was very angry. And the demigods noted that the Lord was also angry with them. It wasn't that after he killed Hiranyakashipu, he was pacified. He still remained angry because he was also angry at those who did nothing, the Suras, because they were more worried about protecting their own backs than they were about doing the right thing. And of course, many such examples are there. Recently, there was a controversy where the discussion and argument was that some people had witnessed a crime taking place on a public street somewhere, high street, and like there were many, many people, and no one did anything. And so this became a real hue and cry evolved over this, is the how it is that people can be indifferent to someone else. I think they were stabbed. Someone else being stabbed in broad daylight in the middle of dozens of people, and no one does anything. So whether they do anything or not, as if, you know, it's not happening to me, so why should I do anything about it? And of course, the principle there is that because we're meant to be doing good for others and helping others, and when we don't, when we can and we don't, then we're also implicated in whatever misdeed or injustice is taking place. And that can be extended also to our Vaishnav circle. By that I mean Vaishnavas in general. There's this distinction between Kinishta, excuse me, between Bhajanandis and Ghoshtanandis. Ghoshtanandis means those people who see people are suffering, they're in need. We have to do something. And then there are others who are only worried about themselves, and they don't go out of their way, they don't take risk or trouble, as for instance Prahlad Maharaj was willing to do by preaching to his classmates. He was risking his own, well, he did. He got his own father's anger was vented on him because he didn't stop preaching. He saw, here's a need, so let me do that. Let me preach. Let me give Krishna consciousness to others. And that's why, even though, in order to distinguish the two aside from the name, even though the Bhajanandis may be good practitioners and who knows whatever else they may be, but because they don't take the risk for preaching, therefore sometimes they're called Kanishtha Adhikaris, at least as far as realizing the Lord's mission and the Lord's order to preach, they're negligent. So we shouldn't be negligent. Because while they may be concerned about their own spiritual elevation, they're indifferent to the sufferings of others. And, of course, it's an eclectic approach to the Lord's instructions, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions, Jyaradeka Tarikaha Krishna Upadesh, that, you know, go out and meet people and give them Krishna's Upadesh, they're not doing that. Therefore, yes, they become burdened by ignoring the Lord's instructions, and because they ignore the instructions of the Lord, so spiritual advancement becomes much slower and much more burdensome, as Prabhupada would say, from a different perspective. If you want to get Krishna's attention quickly, then preach. And of course Prabhupada was speaking from experience. So it's a very interesting concept that we can keep in mind, how one may not directly be a sinner, offender, who knows what, in terms of some type of activity. But I'll just give another example. But if one doesn't do something to right that situation, then he or she also becomes implicated. Here's the example. Some friend comes up to me and tells me of some real gross injustice that he's performed, and because he's my friend, I may give him a little advice, but that's not the real solution. The real solution is that it should be taken to some other authority whose jurisdiction it is, or who can actually do something. That can be more, for instance, something that we see happened in ISKCON, and also happens and is being uncovered in other religious organizations, that there are religious leaders or priests and so on, or swamis, what have you, pedophiles who abuse children, and the church keeps it quiet, try to deal with a legal affair internally. And of course the government takes action on that, because one doesn't have a right to do that, but that's a example where, all right, we're just going to sort of continue on, look in the other direction, turn in the other direction. and either pretend that it didn't happen or just give an insufficient, improper reprimand and hope that the problem goes away, which in these cases doesn't go away because it's a malady, it's a sickness. And sicknesses don't go away just because you put someone in another place. They stay with them. So we should be careful and consider. It's a very relevant aspect of our own Krishna consciousness and devotional life, as well as our public life, that one should stand up for what is right and not compromise beliefs and do what it takes, sacrifice our own comfort and security or whatever for the sake of truth, because ultimately Vaishnavas are also protecting truth. We're not just protecting people when it comes to that. And of course the real example of that is Lord Ramachandra, that although he lost one wife to Ravan, at least temporarily, while Ravan stole her, to get back that one wife, there was a lot of people's lives were paid for that. So is it worth it? Is it worth it that so many people died just for one woman? But it's not just one woman, and it's not just Sita Devi. It's a principle. And if you don't act on the principle, then you become implicated. And furthermore, the adharma, dharma virodha bhuteshu, then everything degrades into adharma. Then, of course, that becomes a precedent, and people become irreligious. If there's no consequence of irreligious activity, if no one's there to protect dharma, then dharma won't protect you. Hare Krishna, more tomorrow.